Looking for an assist with your credit card, but you can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring. Boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
This is Steve Aoki.
There's Saul Tillamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
We have deemed you potentially the best clubhouse in all of baseball. So not only are we deeming that here at Baseball Isn't Boring because we've done this research all up and down the landscape of Major League Baseball, not only are we doing this, but we are going to the clubhouse itself and asking the players themselves. In this case, we're asking Brandon Marsh, Whit Merrifield, and Bryson Stott about the dynamic of the Philly clubhouse because, yeah, Baseball Isn't Boring has taken a deep dive. And the vibes are high. I mean, there's a lot of good clubhouses. Everyone's feeling good about themselves. But the fact of the matter is that stemming off of last year with basically the same group, with including a couple other guys, including Merrifield, then this clubhouse might be different. It might be also a difference maker. All right, this is a Baseball Isn't Boring on the go. We're going to start off with Brandon Marsh. Then we're going to go to the newcomer, Whit Merrifield. And then finally, you're going to hear from Bryson Stott. All three were excellent talking about the topic. Here you go. Phillies Clubhouse. Once again, Brandon Marsh, Whit Merrifield, Bryson Stott.
Being around you guys a little bit last year struck me. I've been seeing some really good clubhouses and talking to guys. Like, this seems like a really, really good one for you. Like, what a difference maker that is for you guys.
Just the environment here?
Yeah.
It definitely just takes loads of pressure off of our shoulders, I feel like. And they just let us be kids and play ball again, you know, just to keep the good things simple again. But I think this team has a really good balance of veteran leadership and young dudes that kind of bring some youth out of those guys. And it's just a good mixture, and everyone loves each other here. We're all united. We're all fighting for the same goal. So it's a pretty cool feeling.
It's not only me. I mean, it's like people talk. You know, people like this is a thing, and which is must be a cool separator. You know, it's like we talk about it's the Dodgers and the Braves and so, but well, and I'm sure they have good clubhouses.
Yeah.
But this is a unique one, I think.
Yeah, I think, and I know I don't have much experience in this game. But just from speaking from my experience, I truly think that there's really nothing like it. Like just in the city of Philadelphia, and just our locker room, and just the unity we have. It's different, and for lack of a better term, it's just a really cool feeling, man. And it makes it fun to come to the park every day. You know, just being with guys like this.
Just the last thing is, it's sort of like. You know, I think an element of this is sort of the security, people secure in their own existence. You know, they have to let you be yourself, but you have to, when you have 30 somethings or whatever they are, there is a security, right? I mean, it's like, hey, you know what? I'm not going to be someone I'm not. I'm not going to treat someone shitty, you know, like whatever. There's something to that, I think.
Yeah. I'm talking about age, like 30s. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to be 30. You know, it helps sometimes to be 30.
Yeah.
But, you know, this guy. guys, you know, sometimes, like, oh, I got to be a leader. This is how I be a leader, and it's not really, doesn't really take.
I think that, I mean, everyone's just kind of, even, like, when with Whit being here, being the new guy to the clubhouse, not to the game, but to the clubhouse, you know, he fit in right where he was supposed to fit in. Mm-hmm. And he fit in the spot where he was supposed to be in, and he's taken in running with it. And it's like he's been here for a whole year or 2 years, the same amount of time I've been here. It's a cool relationship that all of us create, and the bond that we have together. It's special.
Well, I am proclaiming you guys having the best clubhouse. So you're welcome.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
You know, sometimes the clubhouse thing is a cliche, but being around a little bit of last year with the Phillies about their run, it seemed like a very real thing. And being here, the time that you have, can you sort of see how impactful, like, having this clubhouse can be?
Yeah, it's not a cliche. It's a huge thing. If you have a bad clubhouse, it's just not going to work. You got a couple guys that are bringing the clubhouse down. We call them clubhouse cancers. I mean, it just doesn't work. And there's none of that here. It's well known around the league. This is one of, not the best, clubhouse environments in baseball. And a big part of success.
When you were looking at this team, was that part of the deal, part of the equation? Did you ask around? And like you said, it's known throughout the league.
It's definitely part of the equation. You want to play somewhere where you enjoy coming to the field every day. So I was fortunate that Philly came calling, and it just couldn't be happier.
What's the thing that's most impactful about it? Like, one of the things that being around clubhouses that I think is great is you have guys who are secure in themselves. You know, whether they're 30-somethings or whatever, guys who are secure in themselves and how they treat other people, how they go about their business, and all of that. Would that be something where you think, is it accurate for you? Or
yeah, obviously, when you're with a group of guys for 7 months in a row, you want to treat people well. And when you have guys that are their number one objective is a common goal, and that's to win the World Series, it makes it easier to come to the field every day. When you find that a lot of the guys are, you know, in it for the wrong reasons, like themselves, or, you know, just trying to collect checks, that can that energy, I guess, can spread through the clubhouse in a bad way. So that's it's not what I've seen here. Guys want to win. Guys want to win the World Series and are willing to do what it takes to win.
The last thing is you hear about the clubhouse and then you're in it. And again, it's only been whatever, a month. But what has struck you the most about this specific group?
I don't know.
I know it's spring training.
I mean, just welcoming guys have been to new guys like myself. It's been an easy transition. That's all you can ask for a new guy.
All right.
So, you know, being around you guys just a little bit in the playoffs last year, you know, one of the things that struck me is it just, you know, obviously there's talent, but then there's some clubhouses that just sort of seem the puzzle pieces fit together. And I don't know, like, if that's how it felt from a year ago exactly in spring training, or if something evolved. But as you sit here, I got to imagine you guys feel you have one of the better sort of dynamics.
Yeah, I mean, even 22 with the clubhouse, it was a good clubhouse, and last year we had a very similar team, and this year's team's almost identical. So everyone loves each other and give each other crap when we need to, and mess around and have fun. And I think the biggest thing is the veterans don't think they're above anybody. You obviously know who they are and you respect them and their 10, 11, 12 years in the big leagues, but they treat rookies how they treat the other veterans, and I think that is a big thing in clubhouses. I mean, you hear the horror stories from years ago
about
the veterans picking on the young guys and things like that, but I think that kind of just makes people feel weird. I mean, it's obviously you're going to get some here and there, like carry the bag and things like that, but that's all right, and it's everybody did it. But I think that's a huge thing is Nick will treat Bryce the same way he treats
Rojas, and then I think that's why our clubhouse is so tight and so good.
It's one of these things where I think it just feels like being around, I don't think veteran teams, but there's something to be said for the security of you guys being secure in their own existence. And, you know, that's part of it. They're like, not like, I'm supposed to act this way, I'm supposed to act this way. Like, I know this is just who I am, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, it's everyone's their own self, and you could see that just kind of sitting in here. And I always mess with Kyle because he's got eight personalities. It seems like he'll get rowdy with me and Marsh, and then he'll tone it down when he's talking to Nola or JT. And it's fun though.
I'm asking these questions, and a lot of people say, "Oh, it's a cliche. You have to have talent." But to me, it's a long season, and this stuff is important. I would imagine for you too.
Yeah, I mean, you're with these guys more than your family, so. We're with each other 8 months out of a 12-month year, and if you don't like each other, it's going to be a long 8 months. So, it's been good, and I think everyone gets along, and there's no cliques at all, and everyone's in the same boat. So,
and the last thing is, it's sort of, you know, we look at the most talented team. This is like the on paper game, right? But I would imagine, I've been saying this, I feel like you guys have the upper hand because of exactly what we're talking about. And I don't know if you guys sort of feel that way. Again, we have to play the games and we don't know. But we know which are the most on-paper talented teams. And so for you guys to say, okay, you know, we might have the upper hand because of this dynamic, would that be fair to say?
I mean, kind of. I mean, it's obviously, like you said, you still got to play the game and stuff, but... there's nobody that's like, oh, I didn't do it, I don't want him to do it. So it's nothing like that. If there's a guy on third with no outs and the guy in front of you doesn't get it done, you know that you're going to pick him up, and the guy that got out knows that there's a teammate behind him that's going to do their best. And I think everyone pulls for each other. And, the stats thing is whatever. The only stat that matters is wins and losses. And I think everybody's kind of in the same mindset of that is, yeah, I could hit 300 and go 4-for-4, but if we lose 25 to 0, then what's the point? I think it's more of everyone's more concerned with wins and losses than individual stats, which also helps our team.
Can I ask you why baseball isn't boring? There's no wrong answer.
It's fun. That's why it's not boring.
Yeah, all right. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. You guys know I'm always up for a good MVP story, and one of the best stories is Wasabi Technology. Wasabi is the world's hottest cloud storage company, and it's become the go-to provider for professional and collegiate sports teams, including 20 Major League Baseball teams like the Red Sox and NHL teams like the Bruins and Vancouver Canucks. Even the Liverpool Football Club is getting in on the Wasabi action. So why is Wasabi the MVP? Well, Wasabi was purpose-built to free businesses from skyrocketing storage costs and unpredictable transaction fees that the Amazons of the world are charging. In fact, Wasabi is up to 80% less than those hyperscalers and doesn't charge a cent for businesses to access their data. From Wasabi's AI-enabled intelligent media storage, Wasabi Air, to the industry's only cloud storage service with triple protection against cyber criminals, data deletion, and ransomware, Wasabi's taking the lead in driving innovation in data storage and helping sports teams to unleash the power of their data. Wasabi, another Boston-based championship team.